From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Commission unveils a plan to deal with a huge influx of refugees. The plan includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a de facto fine. Frans Timmermans is the vice president of the European Commission.
All member states will be required to contribute and show solidarity. This may also take the form of financial solidarity. If, temporarily, a member state does not relocate asylum applicants, they will need to support those who do.
The plan has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European nations that have defied previous calls from the European Union for all members to accept a portion of the refugees. Russia says it will deploy 3 divisions of troops along its borders to counter NATO's increasing military presence in Eastern Europe. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that the new divisions will be stationed along Russia's western and southern borders. He gave no details about the size and timing of the new Russian deployment or where the troops would be stationed. Brazilian media reports that the country's top prosecutors is asking the Supreme Court to open an investigation of President Dilma Rousseff for alleged obstruction of justice. Brazilian newspapers quoted Chief Prosecutor Rodrigo Janot as saying he has requested the authority to investigate Rousseff and her predecessor and ally, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The investigation is reported to be centered on wiretapping phone calls between the two. Brazil's Globo News reported Rousseff is suspected of trying to obstruct an investigation into state-owned Petrobras oil company. This is VOA News.